It's been a busy week for Eastern Michigan University and the University of Michigan as they host Move-In Days. So we decided to stop by and capture some of those special moments that involve starting college. Incoming freshman students at Eastern Michigan University were greeted with the school's fight song as they checked in for Move-In Day. Over 2,300 students will move in this weekend. Amber Bliss from Clio, Michigan is among them.
I've checked in. I've unloaded all my stuff out of my car. It's been kind of hectic. Overwhelming a little bit, but I figured it out.
As usual, one of the best parts of Move-In Day is seeing all the excited parents suddenly turn into the fictional superhero, the Hulk, as they unload the car. Karen Wilkes from New Hudson helped her stepson move in.
We have so much stuff. Well, the most important thing is his chair, I think, is the most important thing we have. We have a lot of toothbrush. His mother is a dental hygienist, so I think she's brought toothbrushes for the entire floor.
There's like five in there, right?
there's about 10. Oh, wow. So I think he's going to have maybe one for every day. So we have probably entirely more stuff than we need. I anticipate we'll be taking a good amount of it back home with us.
Some of the students told me they really don't know exactly where they see themselves in 4 years, but they're very excited to start a new chapter in their lives. China Riley from Saginaw is among them.
I'm really looking forward to like networking with people.
Riley was joined by several family members, and I'm not joking when I say they each carry plastic containers filled with their shoes. Boonsome Riley is the mom.
You're holding more shoes. I just
exactly.
Noticed that.
More shoes, pillows, comforters. Yes.
The essentials for college, I guess, right?
Exactly. Shoes is important to her.
How exciting is it for you to be with her here today?
Very exciting. Actually, this is my last one out of the five that went to college.
The sound of carts rolling into residence halls can also be heard this week at the University of Michigan. Nearly 10,000 students are moving into the dorms. That includes freshman Madrid Spain from Oak Park, who is ready to face all the challenges of being away from home.
It's going to be a little nerve-wracking because, I have to clean by myself, do all the laundry. But it's a fun experience, because you find your independence and you learn how to be in the real world.
Spain's Move-In Day was a family affair. She had three generations of women in her family with her: her grandmother, mom, and younger sister. Grandma Sylvia Jameson got emotional during the move-in.
I'm trying to be a little stronger.
But it's a good thing.
But I miss her already. And she won't be home until Thanksgiving, so that's a long time for me.
Spain's mom, Leslie, is excited about the opportunities her daughter and the rest of the students moving in will have.
There are so many opportunities available, opportunities that our minds can't even imagine, and I hope that each and every one of them have a successful tenure here.
Meanwhile, 13-year-old Michaela Cunningham is not ready for college just yet, but helping her older sister Madrid Spain move in was eye-opening for her.
This motivates me a lot because now I know I have to step my game up now because my sister's going to the U of M.
Both Eastern Michigan University and the University of Michigan say they embrace students coming back to school because it brings more life to their communities. Jorge Avillon, 89.1 WEMU News.